was before that, about the year before that, we did an audition for the BBC, like a television audition at London. It was on a Friday. I've got the date, actually. I checked up on the last night, Friday, the 23rd of November, 1962. And anyway, it was a little church hall, and there was a fella called Albert Stevenson. I think he was the producer, and he had like a second. There was only two people there, a couple of chairs sat in front, and who was also at the audition was the Beatles, of course. Hmm. And we walked into the church hall, nobody there, but the Beatles were performing Love Me Do. And it really was a haunting melody, and you know, the harmonica and the, you know, wah, Love Me Do type of thing. And it really was, you know, when I think back, none of us realised then what was going to happen to this band. None of us, nobody did, you know.
But when they played the Astoria in Middlesbrough, I mean, there you were set up, there the Beatles were set up. And, of course, on the bass drum of the drum kit, there was the Johnny Taylor 5, wasn't it? What did John Lennon say when he saw that?
Well, what happened, that was when we were going for the audition. As they were coming out, John Lennon, I can see him now sat on my right. We were walking in with the amps, and Brian Taylor, he was carrying his drums, and the drums had written on the Johnny Taylor 5, you see. Well, you know what John Lennon was like. He was outspoken, a great, great man. The arrogance came out type of thing. And he looks at the drums, and he just, in his Liverpool accent, and he says, oh, the bloody hell is Johnny Taylor anyway, in his Liverpool accent, just like that, you know. And we all looked at him. We never answered the man back. We just looked at him, you know. But he was like, you know, this type of thing that was in the man, you know, his genius, whatever you want to call it, was in him. But he just opened his mouth, and, you know, if ever I write a book, that would be the prefix. Who the bloody hell is Johnny Taylor? That was the name of the band I was in, you see, you know.
So when you played the gig with them and you were on the same stage, I mean, obviously, was it full Beatlemania? Was the screaming girls?
Absolute mad. Well, we went on the afternoon and we met them again. They all came in. You know, we were setting our gear, because we had to get there early. We said, look, it's going to be absolute pandemonium. You know where the Astoria is in Middlesbrough, just in the centre of Middlesbrough?
Yeah.
It's up for sale now. But that's where it was in there. And we went on the afternoon and we started setting up. Then they came in. When they came in, there was something about them. They had different clothes. You know, they were quite, you know, flamboyant. They wanted to, you know, they were full of themselves. And it was great to see. It really was. And certainly, we looked up to them. And when they did perform, it was a great sound. But the place went absolutely mad. There was a at the back of the stage, there was a, you know, for the band when they used to play during the week, there was a grand piano, and women actually got backstage and on the high heels shoes stood on the grand piano. It was the whole place. There was no security like nowadays, you know, these big things. It was just absolute madness, you know.
So there was the Beatles when they were starting off in Beatlemania, and then obviously the subsequent success they had, and then through the 70s.
Yeah.
You're one of the few people in the world, never mind in our area, that's been on the same stage as John Lennon, has seen him, has been with the band, etc. When you heard the news of 30 years ago, what did you make of it?
Well, it really was... I mean, I even think of it like today. And you know, it is a shock. It was a terrible way to go. You can't imagine it. You cannot. The man's walking down the street, not a care in the world, and this happens. It's just beyond belief, isn't it? But what we've lost, you know, people like you in the music industry, is 30 years of his work. What would he be writing? What would he be singing today?